Red Earth, written by Tony Park and read by Mark Davis. Shadrach Nduli looked in the wing mirror of the Gulf and saw the white Fortuna indicating left to pull over at the caravan. He nudged his partner, Joseph Ndlovu, in the ribs.
"Can you believe this shit? It's like home delivery," Shadrach said.
Joseph stretched and yawned.
"What, brother? I was sleeping. What are you talking about?"
Shadrach pointed over his shoulder with a thumb.
"Check. Late model Fortuna. White. Single woman driving. Our luck has changed. She's coming right to us."
This, Shadrach realized, would be even easier than he thought. The woman was pulling over a good 50 meters away from the caravan selling Wurs rolls. He checked the mobile eatery and could not even see the cook inside. If he couldn't see the chef, then the chef couldn't see them. The woman got out of her car, clearly looking flustered, and walked around to the rear door.
"Let's go," Shadrach said.
Joseph unfolded his lanky frame from the small Golf. Shadrach pulled the 9mm pistol from the waistband of his low-slung jeans. With Joseph following, he raised the gun and strode up to the woman.
"Give me your keys, now!"
She turned to him. Shadrach closed the gap between them and pointed the gun at her face just centimeters away.
"Now, give me your keys, or I'll blow your head off!"
The woman glared back at him. Shadrach was used to his victims screaming or crying or madly scrambling for their keys to give to him, not just staring back at him. He had never killed a person during a robbery, but he fully believed he could do so. This woman mocked him with her stare. Well, she would be his first. He tightened his finger on the trigger, hoping the muscle action would still the slight tremor he felt in his hands.
"Last chance. Don't just stand there."
"Shad, brother,"
Joseph called behind him. Shadrach risked a quick sideways glance and saw that Joseph was at the driver's side door.
"The keys are in the ignition," Joseph said.
Shadrach saw the movement in his peripheral vision, but he was too slow to move. He felt the blow on his wrist at the same moment and pulled the trigger instinctively. His shot went wide. The stupid woman had hit him. No one had ever defied him like that. Her other hand was moving as well. He swung his gun hand back towards her, but before he could fire, he was on his back, on the ground, his ears ringing from the blast of another gunshot. How could that be? He wondered. He was sure he hadn't fired again. Shadrach tried to raise his hand to aim his pistol, but he felt too weak to do so. He looked down and saw red blossoming across his chest, soaking the fabric of his white t-shirt. He saw the woman's feet step over him, heard the crunch of her shoes on the gravel of the lay-by. The Fortuna's engine roared to life and the wheels spun on the loose surface.
"My baby!"
The woman turned and punctuated her cry with two shots at the escaping vehicle. The pain hit Shadrach as the numbness from the shock of the bullet's impact wore off. He screamed with the effort of rolling over. His eyes were clouding, and the effort it took to stretch out his right arm and hand nearly made him black out. It was worth the pain, though. The woman was a blurry target beyond the tip of the barrel.
Curse her!
He pulled the trigger, once, twice, three times, and had the satisfaction of seeing her stumble before his world ended.